Ozcast podcast, 11th of October, podcast number 7. We're now finding our way to Bink Cement Products, where they make cement. We're just trying to work out where to go.
Okay, right here.
Di's just going to find out whereabouts we need to go and get to the office where my cousin and uncle are going to be. Found where to go, huh? Yeah.
Careful, please.
Yep. We don't know how this is going to turn out, but we'll just wait and see.
G'day, how you going,
Hi, Johnny, how you going?
All right, mate.
Good.
How you going?
Good. We're sorry a little bit late, but we tried to make it on time.
Yeah, well, David was telling me that you guys were coming in.
And I thought your dad said he was going to ring you too, let you know. Or did David ring you?
I think that dad rang David, and I was busy out the back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was sort of...
And your dad thought he was going to be here too, apparently. But obviously.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
He's obviously busy.
Okay.
But yeah, just give me a second.
That's fine.
You were saying that you were just come and have a look at the machines and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously things have changed a lot in, 20 years since I was here. So I used to come out there. You remember that years ago?
Yeah, well, they definitely have changed a bit. We've got some automated machinery and stuff like that here now.
And obviously you're not doing some of the stuff that you used to. I know you used to do the pipes and they were running out of production when I was there. You hardly did any of them. And then the concrete drain pipes?
Yeah, no, we don't do any more stormwater pipes or anything like that.
And what about the bath? What about the things, at the bottom of your shower? You don't do them anymore?
No, well, that's sort of like shower base.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. So it's all gone plastic now.
Yeah.
Everyone's making plastic stuff.
Can we make that or what?
400 by 200 terracotta.
It's new for the last one.
Ringed fish with, they've got two pallets there.
Are they?
Just check with them. Alright, so how you been keeping, Diana?
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so what, you guys just in town having a rest though, or?
No, I reckon we're just in the weekend with your parents.
Oh, are you?
Because they've been talking about us coming down for a long, long time. We've been busy, they've been busy, and...
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, I didn't know that you were coming down. David mentioned something that you were going to come in and check the place out, so I've been sort of fairly busy. Cecil, Cecil Staples is my cousin.
I know Cecil. Yeah.
He jumps the horses and stuff. He actually broke his leg on Sunday.
Again? But didn't do it a couple of years back?
No, he broke his leg 11 months ago.
Oh, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, he's still limping and hobbling around. And he just broke the same leg, same spot, riding the same horse.
How would you be?
Well, he's sort of laid up at home. He's been ticked off about the whole
thing. And he basically helps you run the place out here, doesn't he?
Well, he's usually got the office out the front here, and I'm sort of keeping the plant running out the back. So now I've got both to do it.
Yeah.
I've been busy. But we'll take it for a walk out the back.
But he's sure it's okay?
That's fine. It's just a little bit noisy, and I can sort
of
how it works.
Yeah.
We'll walk right up the back. where we load all the mixes up and stuff like that. But I don't know if there's too much that you can stick your hands into to check it out.
That's alright. The sound would be good.
Sort of up the back here is where we've got all of our sand piles. Remember all the piles of sand you used to crawl all over and stuff? And sort of got four concrete mixers out the back here that we mix all of our stuff up in.
They used to be inside before, didn't they?
Well, they still are. Just, you've never been to this plant, have you?
No, only the Fishwick one. And that was, you know, years and years ago.
Okay. Well, just in front of you here, this mixer's not running at the moment. If you sort of reach out and up, that side of the mixer, you put your fingers on the inside. It's sort of like...
Yeah, it's basically a big barrel.
Reach sort of out here.
Yeah.
That's sort of got paddles inside there.
Yeah.
Stir around like a cake mixer.
Yeah.
And it sort of just stirs the concrete up instead of like the old one in Fishwick as a barrel mixer.
Yeah, the old one was sort of stood about a bit above waist height, whereas this one's more standing vertically, drum, isn't it?
And then underneath these mixers I've got conveyor belts.
I think they had some of them at Fishwick, or there was one at Fishwick.
Yeah, there's one little conveyor belt at Fishwick. But these ones here, the belts actually run the mixture from these machines up and into a large hopper on the machine.
Right.
And then that sort of slowly feeds into the machine.
And obviously the guys who are doing the work, they actually have to keep the mixers full.
Yeah, that's right. They've got a couple of guys, they're sort of like this mixer here that is right in front of you, but if you reach out to your right, that's another mixer there, and there's this one here.
Yeah.
So, when I've got my little skid steer loader, you've checked that out before, haven't you, with the bucket on it that runs around?
I think they had that at Fishwick.
Yeah, well, we've got one exactly the same here. He just goes into the pile of sand and then tips it, lifts it right up there to the top where you were reaching and tips the sand and stuff in.
And where does the concrete actually, the cement, where does that cement come from?
The cement, I've got a big silo out on the side of the building there that I've got a cement screw that runs the cement up from there and in. Like that vibration you can hear now is the cement coming out of a little hopper that's up in the roof.
Right.
And it just empties down into the mixer.
And obviously you've got water coming into the mixer as well because you've got to have it wet.
Yeah, that's right. Up the top here I've got a couple of water pipes. If you follow me this way, you can squeeze up the back here.
And who's there, sorry?
This way, just watch these buckets, they've got all colour oxide in them, so don't press up against them too much. This way, it's a fairly tight fit here.
Yep.
Now if you reach over here to the left, there's a handrail coming up some
bits. Oh, we've got to go up upstairs. Where's this taking us up to?
This is, we're on a platform now at the mixer room.
Yep.
Okay, now you feel this rubber sock here.
Yep.
We actually just sort of like lift the sock up and into the mixer. And then if you reach up here, that's the little hopper that I've got with the cement.
Right.
Falls out of the rubber sock and into the mixer.
Right, so it falls down this and then into the mixer.
That's the top of the mixer.
Yeah.
So this one here, it's got a safety gate on it. But if you reach down in here, you can feel...
Yeah, all the...
Feel that's the...
The mechanism, so obviously you just put the pop, put this tube down in there.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right.
But you know, you can sort of feel that it's got the arms and it rotates in a, like a clockwise fashion.
Yeah.
Fashion. Sort of, these are called a pan mixer. Don't step any further forward.
No,
just in front of you there's a drop-off.
Yeah.
The guys that walk around here, they sort of just walk backwards and forwards on this platform that we're standing on.
And they obviously just have to make sure that this doesn't get tangled or anything.
Yeah, well, it usually just sits and hangs down next to the mixer.
Meaning until it's needed.
Yeah, now if you feel off to your left here, this is where that other mixer was. This yeah. is just a safety gate yeah. that opens up.
Right.
And this is identical to this one, so yeah. I can put the cement into this right-hand mix-up.
Or into the other one.
Or cement into the left-hand mix-up.
Yeah. And obviously, depending on how many orders you've got, these would be running.
Well, at the moment, this one on the right, it's the actual electric switch is burnt out on it.
Yeah.
So that we've got a little mixer outside. He's actually using that one instead of this one.
Right.
So it's a bit more of a headache for him to work it, but he's doing it.
Right.
So that's one side, and then the other side where I've got two other mixers, that's basically identical to this.
Yeah.
And this one here is feeding a machine on this side of the shed, and then the other mixers is feeding a machine on the other side of the shed.
And do the machines do the same thing, or do they make different products?
Well, the machine on the side of the shed that we're at now, it's got three frames in it. And it's, I use that machine to make the different sizes, like the 400 by 200, 500 by 500, 600 by 400.
And these are paving slabs that you
That's
make with
right.
these, isn't it?
Yeah, these all make the paving slabs. Now, the other machine on the other side, that's the one you can hear making that rattling noise. That's a six-station machine. And it only makes 400 squares only.
Right.
Because 400 squares is our biggest selling unit, so he just makes 400 squares non-stop all the time.
Right.
Whereas the other one will sort of stop, and it takes us half a day to change the machine to a different size.
And that depends on, like construction companies or whatever, if they order a big batch of the 600s or whatever.
Well, exactly. Like up at the Gungahlin Marketplace, there's, Gungahlin's a suburb here in Canberra.
Yeah.
And they're putting a big shopping centre in because it's a new sort of satellite city, a bit like Belconnen. So they're putting in a big shopping area like Belconnen Mall. And around all of the actual buildings, they're putting our paving in. And they're putting in a big 600 by 400 paver. So gave us an order for 6,000 square metres. So we've sort of just recently been making that job. And now with all of our other stock levels have gone down a little bit just on what the average bloke in the backyard would want for under his clothesline or something like that. We just keep a bit of a stockpile. So if you wanted to come in and get, say, 20 square metres of pavers, we'd have them here ready to go.
Yeah.
So we keep our stockpile full, and then we also have, contracts that come in that we fill. So we've been keeping pretty busy with that sort of stuff since we've been open here about 10 years ago.
Right. So, and that's basically all you guys do is the paving here?
Yeah, that's all I make is paving in this shed. Whereas the old type of thing, a bit like Fishwick, where they had the steel moulds.
Yeah.
And they'd sort of shovel the concrete into the moulds.
Like and then for your garden edges and your garden circles. And
then you'd let it set there and dry for the whole sort of day, and then the next day you tip it out of the mould, and then oil the mould up again and fill it up the next day. Whereas these machines, alright, let us hop down, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob wants to get back up here. We'll just go back down and start. Just follow the handrail.
Yep, no worries.
So one more step.
Yep. So what is it?
Watch this pallet
quite
high here. Now this colour's just here, right next to you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you come out here, I was standing sort of right here, one of the machines.
Yeah.
I've got one of my guys is here filling it up out of this wheelbarrow that's right next to you.
Doesn't it automatically get filled by the concrete coming out of the mixer?
Well, this one here. Than the six station machine behind you. That's why I can change this one to the different sizes easily.
Right.
Just only got three frames on the machine.
Yeah.
When it turns again, I'll let you feel one of the frames. And it's just turning now. If you reach now, it's going to start by right. And if you reach a bit further, that's the frame that goes in there. It's that turns around.
Yeah.
It actually lifts up, and there's like a steel plate slides in underneath, and then the bowl lifts up and then leaves the concrete below on the shovel. And maybe if you walk around this way, just grab my elbow. There's another bit of a squeeze to get through here. Just here behind you, there's a steel plate with a bit of an edge. And there's this board here, so just have to shuffle sideways a bit. Now there's a bit of a bar here. We've got a crane that lifts up onto the these crates. Now, just hanging up here, we've got this crate that's hanging on the crane. But if you come this way a bit further, it's this machine now, it's actually got a chain right here. This is going to start moving automatically in a second. You can hang on here safe.
Yeah.
Now, if you reach out, this is a steel container.
Yeah.
This is where the fresh tiles are stacked when the machine makes them.
So they get stacked on here.
That's right. So you can sort of feel the bottom's a bit gritty and rough. That's a bit of leftover residue from the tiles. The machine's just stacking one more. It might stack one more, but this actual container will start moving away from you.
Is that so that the stuff can be put on it?
Well, each tile is sort of like stacks. There's one here. Gets about 23 tiles all the way to the end of the container.
Yeah.
Now, this actual crate's going to move away from us, so don't expect this to start moving. Okay, now there's that chain that I showed you, it was right next to it. But now if you step forward a little bit, that's where it's moved to.
Yeah.
So on each one of these containers, I put two rows of tiles.
Right.
So when this second row gets stacked now, this container will move all the way into the machine, and then that container that you felt hanging up on the crane, or the steel crane, steel chain. Now it's got these little round lugs.
Yeah.
There's round lugs here, and over to your left there's the other part of the frame. And then that steel crate gets shut down onto those lugs to locate it.
And then what happens to the container with all the tiles in it?
Actually, as you felt this chain moving away from you, but this whole chain's probably about 20 metres long. And when we walked in, we walked around it. The forklift will pick the full container of tiles up and then take it away and stack it in the drying area. I'll show you that in a minute.
Yeah.
But if you walk this way, just right here in front of you, we'll just walk around. Now there's a steel pole, that's the other side of where the crane is. I've just got a safety fence here. If you're willing to come forward a bit more, that's like a safety screen. I'll stop the machine. Sort of feel a tile on the shovel.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's not going to hold you guys up or anything.
Oh, the machine stops fairly regularly sometimes. So it's just a little, it's a bit sharp on the edges.
Yeah, sure.
So just keep your hands there for the moment. Just wait for it to finish its cycle. I'll just stop this robot that runs back and forth. Okay. So that machine's stopped now. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Now if you step forward, there's a little safety fence.
Yeah.
Now this here's a steel shovel. It slides in.
Yeah.
And then back out. Now on the shovel is a fresh tile.
Right.
So that's just been made. Mm. Now if you just grab the very corner of it, you can feel how strong it is. You can snap a little bit off.
Wow, that's incredibly strong for wet concrete.
Yeah, so that's just been made from around where Will was shoveling the mud in.
Yeah.
And then it comes around, I've got another station here where it puts that really dry bony material on the back.
I was going to ask you about that because the sides are smooth, but this is rough, and obviously that's... they're going to be non-slip.
Yeah. No, well, that's the back of the tile.
Oh, that's the back.
But what it is the machine's got two rubber mats. It's got a rubber mat on the bottom that the machine's made on.
Yeah.
And then the press that comes down and presses it on the back, it's rubber as well.
Right.
So those stones and stuff actually sort of penetrate into the rubber a little bit.
Mm.
So that, you know, this side's the bottom, so we're not really that fussed on how the bottom's coming out.
And these tiles are, what, about an inch thick?
Two
inches thick.
Yeah. Okay, now, right up here, just above it, I won't let you touch the really greasy bit, that's a steel part.
Yeah.
But here at the front, you feel this piece here?
Yeah.
That actually, if you feel in the middle, it's got a hole.
Yeah.
If you reach out a little bit further, you can sort of fix that, that's about the size of the tile.
Yeah.
Now, it actually picks that tile up with vacuum.
Because you can feel the suction of the air a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's not actually sucking now, but when it turns on, it probably sucks a bit harder than your vacuum
coil
on both of those holes.
And so it actually picks the tile up off here.
That's right. It'll suck that tile, pick it up, and then this thing, we call it a robot or take-off, it then travels in that direction to where that container is.
Wow.
And stands it up on its edge.
So once the tiles come out of the machine, they get put on here, get picked up by the robot and moved over to the container.
That's right. Now, this tile, you see how it's laying flat?
Yeah.
When it's on the container...
It'll be on its side.
That's right. It's horizontal here,
but it'll be vertical.
The takeoff stacks them vertically.
Wow. And that's incredible that concrete can stand vertical on its own.
Yeah, within sort of 5 seconds of so the press is over here. It's just a large square chunk of steel that goes up and down.
Yeah, and that just presses onto
over
the...
Over this way, there's a little bit of an air hose on the floor there.
Yeah,
Now, this is a safety screen here. Now, if you feel up here, that's a large hopper that's got all that dry material
right.
in the back of it.
Yeah.
And then it's just got this little, a drawer, you know, the drawer that you've got your knives and forks in.
Yeah.
It's got something like that, but a hole in the bottom. And when it goes out, all the cement falls out of it.
Yeah.
And then it comes back in and then it fills the drawer back up again. So that's sort of had wheel putting the mud in.
Yeah.
And then it comes over to this station, it puts the second layer with that dry mix in it.
Right.
Then it turns to the press. You come over here, there's right here in front of this pipe. And you can feel this whole thing turning. That's a large electric motor that's driving the hydraulic pump.
Right.
And this whole piece here is, you can feel it's sort of nice and warm.
Yeah.
That's all this whole big box that's in front of you. It's about 3 foot. There's a little bit oily and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
It's about, say, 3.5 foot by 2.5 foot.
Yeah.
And it stands this high and it's full of oil.
Right.
And then hydraulic press, as it works, it'll suck the oil out of here through all of these valves and stuff, and it presses the tile.
Right.
If you walk back this way here again, I'll start this machine.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, I was going to start this.
Now, this is a large electric control panel with buttons all over.
Yep. And you better put the fences up and stuff too.
Yeah. But you can check the buttons out a bit. Don't press them.
Oh, no, of course not. Basically raised buttons, fairly tactile, so a blind person could actually operate
this. So if you feel just here, it's got like a joystick.
Yeah.
Now, you can actually like lift it and then we put it to the right. Now let's put the machine back into operation again.
Right.
So I've got this control panel here.
Yeah.
It's got a bank of CPUs in it. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 CPUs. There's a little glass panel there actually below that.
Yeah.
This panel here controls the press. If you walk to your left a bit, there's another panel exactly the same here.
Yeah.
That's got more buttons and knobs on it.
Yeah, sure.
And it's got another bank of CPUs here.
Yeah.
It's controlling the takeoff that stacks the tile.
Right. As to how quick it happens.
That's right. So it's got like these two banks of computers here controlling the whole press to automate the whole thing. So that's my three-station machine. Now, if you go over to the six-station machine, it's got another piece on it. that's got like a large sort of mixer, a bit like the mixers in the room.
Yeah.
And it's got underneath it, it's got these like cups about, about 150 round. And it's got a blade, a bit like that drawer where it's got two holes in it.
Yeah.
And then the blade's got two holes. When it slides out, it closes those two holes. And then the two holes that are in this blade that slides out have got like that mud in it.
Yeah.
And that drops into the machine. And then it comes back again and gets reloaded.
Right.
And then the machine vibrates like you can feel it vibrating.
Yeah.
But it's got a noisy piece on it as well that it actually goes rocks backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
And spreads the mud out, whereas Will was spreading it by hand.
Yeah.
This machine's doing it mechanically.
Right.
So that's why that other machine needs the extra stations on it, because whereas I've got one guy sitting there filling the machine, he's taking the space of basically three stations.
Yeah.
Whereas to do it mechanically, you need more stations to do it.
Yeah.
So if you walk around this way, we'll walk back a different way. Switch it off for a few minutes and it'll reset itself.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't touch the button you weren't supposed to touch?
Yeah.
Get a bit of a feel for how the machine works here.
Someone to answer the phone.
Yeah, Those guys down the front, they'll pick it up.
Certainly very different to at Fish Week.
Oh, yeah. Sort of automated machinery, really.
So how many guys have you got here doing manual work?
Well, there's a couple of the guys that are there that are sort of loading the machine. I don't leave one guy there all day. They sort of circulate around doing different jobs.
Yeah, that way
it's get too repetitive.
That's right. In the morning, you know, like these small tiles, we'll have to load the pallet by hand. We'll have like 100 square metres for the day, and we'll have to load that pallet by hand, each one, stacking it on there.
The pallet meaning to be delivered.
Yeah. Well, if you're sort of you're showing the pallet there, Diana.
They're all stacked?
Yeah.
That's the bigger one.
They're all stacked. All stacked vertically.
Yeah.
Oh, these ones are horizontal, aren't they?
Yeah.
Some are horizontal and some are vertical.
These are the smaller ones that they were just putting on there.
Yeah.
And this is the bigger ones.
Oh, and they wrap them all up nice in the plastic and everything too.
Yeah.
So these are the bigger ones, or
these are
the smaller ones.
These are the ones that you got to feel with the machine. And this is the sixth one, I think.
Oh, okay, so they do them like they have the advocate on them. Would you call that advocate?
I don't know what you call them, but the pebbles in it.
Yeah, but they have it in the States too, huh?
Yeah, they do.
It's basically, I guess, like pebblecrete that's on them.
Yep.
Like, you know, little bits of very, very small
pebbles.
River stone.
Yeah.
But yet, that's on the path that you'd see when you walk. But yet, the sides of them and the bottom of them are completely smooth.
Yep.
So we'll have to ask and find out how that happens, how it works out.
I think it's the other machine, but I don't know.
And maybe it's that mix goes in on the bottom.
I don't think they'll have us come back here again.
That's running now, isn't it?
Yep. There's Uncle Jack.
How's it going?
Hi, Uncle Jack.
Hello.
Good dance.
Gee, that's no good. You come here and everything stops.
Well, we're not going to, you know, dice records. You guys won't have us here again because when we come, break the machines.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah. How are you? You've been here for a while or what?
Yes, we got here just on 12:30.
Sometimes with these computers, as I was saying, they sort of have this sort of fail-safe mechanism in them, and when it's not happy, it just doesn't want to work.
Yeah.
Just so you don't have two actions trying to happen at one time, and they both clash.
Yeah,
well, I was just about to take him around this way so you could see the conveyor belt, and then I'll give him to you. Okay. Anyway, follow me this way now.
Yeah.
Now these pallets, did you see how they were stacked
up? Yeah, I did,
yeah. So, push around this way. Now this here in front of you, this
okay to touch it.
Yeah.
Now that's got that, you can sort of feel a thing sliding out. That's got like that drawer in it that's full of dirt.
Right.
And that falls in the mould.
Oh no! That was why he walked off.
No, Uncle Jack's gonna show us the front.
Yeah.
He's letting Johnny show.
Yeah, because he's pretty busy, yeah. That's understandable too, you know, with Cecil having his broken leg and.
These are the containers.
Yeah.
Inside the containers, these tiles here, these ones are made. probably about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Now, just what's in front of your head here, the container comes all the way up. There's more tiles in that one.
Right. Now, but obviously...
And that's where the forklift's taking them off the machine, lifting them up off those lugs. Then he drives over here and just sits them on the floor.
Right.
And then tomorrow morning, we'll stack them on a pallet.
Right. So they basically just stay here like this overnight.
Yeah.
And dry.
That's right. Just grab my elbow again.
Yep.
And I'll walk over this way. This is the six-station machine. Now filling up here. That's another one of those containers hanging on a chain from a little chain hoist.
That's basically waiting for the tiles to come down onto it.
Now this one here is actually ready to be put on the machine. So if you just grab his arm, I'm just going to push this container across and set it down onto those lugs. Using this little chain hoist.
And that's done manually, isn't it, on this machine?
Yeah, well, I'm just... pushing the... So now, if you feel here in front of you, lift your hands up a bit, that's dependent for the chain hoist. There's two buttons on there.
Yeah.
Now, if you push the left-hand button for me, I need the chain to go down. Now, if you... sort of hit the chain.
Yeah.
Now push that left-hand button. You sort of feel the chain's coming down.
Yeah.
And then I'll just hook it onto that container again and lift it up.
Yeah.
So it's ready to go back on the machine. You feel down the chain a bit further.
Yeah.
It's got that little piece that sort of slots into just the pipework of the
container.
That's right. So I'll just pick this up for the guy. And lift this one up. So this container's just in front of you now. I'm lifting it up if you want to.
Yeah.
Sort of it's coming up. Just lift it up high enough so I can get other empty containers underneath it onto the floor.
Yeah.
So I put the containers too high underneath this one. And then, it's ready just to be pushed over to the right again. So that's that container I just put on the machine.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Another one, if you go a bit to your left, reach forward.
Yeah, another one.
Now this machine's working basically identically to the other one.
But it's making bigger tiles, isn't it?
Well, it's making the 400 squares. You can come around this way with me. That's these tiles that this machine's making.
Right.
That's like a 400 square.
Yeah.
Getting stacked into the container exactly the same way as the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you come over this way.
Yeah.
Now there's a bit of a safety cage here.
Yeah.
But that's like a little mixer that's sort of turning around.
Right.
It's sort of got panels that are... moving the mud around.
Yeah, that's how the bird is moving.
Okay, now, don't put your hands too far down. That's sort of underneath here. That's where that blade's moving backwards and forwards that I was telling you about. That's depositing
the
mud down into the...
Right.
That's right. So the sort of... right here, that's those frames again.
Yeah.
That are sort of turning around.
And they
turn around. Sort of you can see this one here actually goes a lot faster.
Oh, it's going to go that one goes faster.
Okay. So, come this way. Here again, if you reach up, Bill, it's a lot muddier. If it touches the actual rubber, it'll be really muddy. Two of these belts, one for the first layer, that's where Will was shoveling it in,
yep.
And it's got another belt about 10 feet in front of you that has that back layer the same as the other machine.
Right.
See, now this machine, it's got, this one's got a problem too, so just stay there for a second.
Yep. We didn't do anything. We didn't touch this.
No,
we didn't. We didn't touch this one, we promised.
I know, we
didn't. We promised, we didn't do it. Must be our bad omen.
Yeah, it's always an adventure.
The imports.
So, this machine, you walk this way a bit out of the noise. So that machine's got six frames on it.
Yeah.
So it's more automatic, whereas the other one has three.
Yeah, so this one can do double the amount of slabs.
So we'll stop just here if you walk forward. Just stop, lean down a bit.
Yep.
Now, these are the fresh tiles. We've got these all set up in a line here. There's,
These are basically just for drying, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're here ready for tomorrow morning. It's what it is we'll put a steel strap around the side of these straps going around it that way. And then there's enough room just to stick a strap down behind there and wrap it right around. Then we've got a tool, you probably know that strapping tool, where it's a bit like that.
No, I never saw it, but I've got an idea. It actually, so you can crimp the strapping to the right measurement.
That's right, it's got like a ratchet, you can tighten the strap up. There's got a little steel tab that you crimp onto the strap.
Right.
And then we've got like a large sort of grab that works on its own weight. So we let the grab come down. It comes down both sides here and then on the other side.
And basically just picks up the pallet.
And then using like a little chain hoist again.
Yeah.
We just pick it up and then sit it onto the pallet.
Yeah.
So that's our basic operation. You saw it from the start, where the sand heaps are in the mixers.
Yeah.
Being fed up into the machines. The process of the machine where it gets a first layer, then a second layer, and then it gets that 200 ton press.
So the second layer, the first layer is at the bottom, isn't it?
That's right, that's the face. So the first layer is a bit like Bricky's mortar, sort of fairly wet, bit wetter than toothpaste.
And the second layer is the aggregate.
Yeah, the second layer is sort of got a drier material. So when the 200 ton press comes down and presses it, it forces that wet layer, all the moisture from there, into the dry layer.
Yeah.
So then I can get a nice finish on the base and then still have the tile strong enough to stand straight up.
So the dry layer is actually the layer with the river pebbles in it?
Yeah, well, it's actually got small aggregate sort of to about 5 mil and going down to crusher dust all the way down to powder.
Because, you know, what I sort of don't get is how the top, what do you call it, the top part where you'd walk on, that's got the aggregate feel, but the fronts and the sides are smooth.
Well, I'll get a tile for you and then I'll explain you've been feeling the back. You haven't actually felt the face of the tile yet.
Maybe the ones that I looked at on the pallet were something different.
They were different. They were actually...
That was a different process. That was what I was getting at.
Okay, that's like an exposed egg, like you're saying.
And I thought all of these were the same.
No, that's sort of just a different finish. It's got like a 10 millimeter round river pebble. That one that you felt. The bulk of our product that we sell is sort of just a sandy textured, we call it a non-slip finish, a bit like sandpaper.
Right.
And people are happy with that around the house. You walk on with bare feet.
Yeah,
it's not too bony under your foot.
Yeah, that's it.
And the ones in front of you now, we call that a sandstone colour. And then we make a terracotta colour and a charcoal and just a grey. And
what actually changes the colour?
We've got an oxide, a pigment colour.
Is that what you were talking about before when you said the coloured oxide containers where you walk past them?
Yeah, that's right. And that stuff, like if you get it on your clothes, it goes a mile.
Right.
Like to, for a 200 litre mix, that's how big a batch we make.
Yeah.
We put about 2 kilos of that colour in it.
Wow.
So, you know, you get like a bit of colour the size of a pea on you, and you try and brush it off, you end up with a big smudge all over you the size of your pocket.
Yeah.
So, and then it's messy, and then sort of you put it in the washing machine, and everything in the washing machine goes that colour, and so it's sort of, that's why I was cautioning you not to sort of rub up against it too much. So if you come this way with me, we'll go back outside and I'll show you some of the tiles that we've got that are finished, and you can feel the difference between the front and the back.
Yeah. And they use that machine that we were seeing in there to get the aggregate effect? Or is that a different machine for the aggregate effect?
Here, in front of you, if you feel this here, that's the face of the tile here. You can feel it's a little bit of the sandpaper finish. If you reach out, that's one of the tiles is just sort of standing on a pallet here. That's the back.
Yeah.
As you can feel, it's a bit bonier.
Yeah, that's the back and that's the front.
And you can feel the front's got that sort of sharp beveled edge on it. Mm. So that's sort of, this is a 300 square tile.
Yeah, these would be the common ones that everyone would buy for their house.
Well, the 400 squares are most popular.
Yeah.
300 squares are popular as well. This 300 square would get made in that three-station machine.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I've got larger 500 squares that get made in that three-station machine.
Yeah.
And that six-station machine only makes 400 squares. So walk over this way with me. And we've just got the stockpile with all of the pavers all sort of stacked up on the pallets. Directly in front of you here, we bag our products with a plastic bag to protect it from the weather and the dirt and stuff.
Right. And that's done by machine, is it? Or
no,
not by hand?
By hand. We put the bag over, then we get like a big blower. Just stay nice and close. Driving forward, it's all right. You get like a heat blower, a bit like an oxy torch, and just run it all over the plastic and the heat shrink it on. So if you sort of got the plastic bag, you can put your hand up inside, you can feel that steel strap. That's the steel strap that
that you put on before.
And then it holds them all up, so.
And obviously, these would be like for a contractor, this pallet, like they'd come and order, you know, so many of these.
Well, these pallets standing in front of you, there's 5 pallets high. So this sort of like this, that one there, there's the one next pallet up, you can feel there's two below this one, and there's one right up the top. If you reach right up, you might be able to feel it up there.
Yep.
Tippy-toe.
Wow, they're pretty tall.
So these ones here, we're just holding the yard as stock.
Yeah.
This paver that's in front of you is our most popular paver. It's a 400 square in the sandstone colour. And that seems to be the sort of unit that probably 70% of the people would buy. The other colours they sell as well, but not as good as this one. So if you would move to your right this way a little bit, you can feel out here in front of you again. That's a pallet, it's got the bigger tiles on it. That's got the 500 squares on it.
And these are more for the contractors and stuff?
It all depends really on the person buying them and stuff like that. What they want. Some people like a large tile. Some people want a little brick paver. You know, it's sort of a personal choice, really.
And obviously, apart from them like this, you've got them where people can buy, you know, say 10 or 15 or 20 or just for a small area.
Well, sort of just sitting here in the yard, walk with me a bit further.
Yeah.
Just sort of over here. We just have one of these pallets. If you lean down a bit, we've got the pallet here. You can feel the plastic bags being cut open.
Yeah,
it's got these tiles there.
And that's obviously just because people can just pick, like, you know, two or three or four as many as they want.
Now, and we've just got, here's the, just sort of some tin snips for cutting that strap off.
Yeah, right.
You know, we just sort of knock the strap off and peel the bag open.
Yeah.
You want 10, open your boot up, there's 10.
Yeah.
And into the office and get some money out of them. So, so that's sort of,
And what are the aggregate ones used for, the ones that we saw in the factory?
Okay, well, if you feel over this way here, this is another different type of aggregate one. If you feel, I'll just peel this.
Yeah, no, I can feel through it. Yeah, that's more like...
That's got a smaller stone, a 7mm crushed stone. That's a blue metal.
Yeah.
Like, a bit like on the road. Whereas the other one was sort of a river pebble.
Yeah.
Sort of a 10mm round river pebble.
And are they used much?
Well, these ones here that are right in front of you, these are the ones that are all going into the Gungahlin Town Centre.
Right.
So we don't normally keep these as a stock item. Mm. We only make them to, say, an architect's specification.
Yeah. What about the 10mm river pebble ones?
The 10mm river pebble, we'd sell a bit of that to, say, the landscape yards. They hold a pallet in their yards, so someone comes in, they get a bit of sand, so we'll get a few stepping stones as well.
Mm.
But just basically coming down to personal choice.
But how, when you do the river pebble, you do that in those machines that we saw in there too,
wouldn't
you?
That's right. Slightly different process.
But it's just the same mix, the bottom mix is just slightly different. Is that how it works?
That's right. That first layer that Will was putting in by hand, we'd just put the different recipe in the mixer.
Right.
So we'd have, you know, one bucket of the 10mm gravel and half a bucket of sand and put a bag of cement and then stir it all up. And then what we do is, to make the exposed aggregate, we've got a sheet of paper that the guys put in the machine first. Now, on that piece of paper is a chemical, and the chemical sort of impregnated into the paper. It's like sprayed on and then it dries. And then when they put the concrete on it, it sort of dissolves the chemical again. Now, that chemical stops the cement from going hard.
That's what I was sort of thinking, because if you put that mix straight down to the bottom of the container, it would obviously be dead flat. You wouldn't get your definition of your pebble, would you?
No, well, that's
without
exactly
the paper,
right,
or the chemical.
And that chemical stops the concrete from going hard. And depending on the paper that we get, like this one of the small stone that you just felt, that's a chemical that only penetrates into the face of the cement about 1.5 millimetres.
Yeah.
But with the larger stone, you want to get more of the stone showing, so we have to use a stronger paper, use the same paper but with a stronger chemical on it.
And what you're doing in there now, since it's just going to be flat, you don't use any paper.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, the stronger chemical, so it impregnates deeper into the face of the concrete, so when we wash it, it washes out. Now, you might remember the washing machine at Fishwick, how you used to dig the pits out and stuff, and it had those wire brushes and stuff.
Yeah.
That machine's here.
Right.
Do you want to go and revisit it?
Why not?
Yeah?
Why not?
Come with me then. And
this isn't holding you up too much from, you know, doing what you've got to do. And
a pleasure. I've actually quite enjoyed showing you around.
Thanks.
The fork is just driving past in front of us to put a pallet on the truck. But you remember you sort of used to dig the mud out of these pits and stuff?
Yeah.
And now that machine is the machine that makes the exposed aggregate.
Right.
I don't know whether you remember it that well, but it has actually got large wheels on it with wire brushes.
Not really, because, you know, obviously it was...
Okay, now just here to your left, there's one of these containers that's got slabs in it. But if you feel over this way, just to sort of come this way a bit more, bending down. Now that's the pit with all the water in it.
Yeah, whereas before it used to be out the back.
Yeah, so
it?
If you reach in there, that's the water. Yeah. Okay, well, this machine used to be at Fishwick.
Yeah.
But it says since we built this factory, this machine's been here.
Yeah.
And if you sort of reach up, it's got this chain.
Yeah.
What we do is we stand at the slabs.
That's right, I vaguely remember them standing on the chain.
Yeah. Peel the paper off, stand the slab on this chain. If you're feeling up this way, in here, that's the wheel that turns around.
Yeah. Yeah, but
that's got
wire brushes on it, and that brushes the face of the slab.
And it's got all these hoses.
Yeah.
It squirts all the water out to wash the mud off as it stirs that concrete up where it hasn't gone hard.
Yeah.
So, if you remember this machine now?
Yeah, I pretty much do,
Adam, when he was probably about 10 or 16 or so, he used to come in when these pits needed digging out, and we used to set him to it.
But these were actually out the back. There was one big one out the back, wasn't there?
Out the back, I've got a big pit too.
Yeah.
That we wash all of the water from this machine. When it washes, this water runs out into that pit, so we don't sort of pollute the drains.
Obviously now things have changed a lot, become a lot more stricter than what they were, you know, 20 years ago.
Exactly. And, you know, so then the water runs out there, and there's some mud out there as well, and we have to dig it up with our little loader and then chuck it in the bin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this machine makes those tiles that have got the stones on the face showing.
It makes them clean.
That's right. It's a more expensive unit because it's another process that we have to add to making the tiles.
And it's obviously done manually as well too.
Well, yes. And then if you know that I went overseas a few weeks ago, I was over in Europe.
Yeah.
I was looking at machinery that does this job that's in front of us now, that does the finishing of the tiles, to try and find a machine, exactly. So that we don't manually have to load this machine, we can just, say, get the pack of tiles, lift the pack of tiles onto the chain, and then they go into the machine, and come back out the machine at the other end, we can put a strap around it, and then pick it straight up and put it on a pallet with a crane. So, we're not sort of busting our backs now every morning to try and get all these tiles stacked away.
Yeah.
So, but that's all basically all there is to it. Now, you remember Fishwick had all the steel molds and that.
Yeah.
And they'd fill it up like a cake tin and then tip them out the next morning. I have got a little area down in the corner here where I make a few special pieces up that are sort of run-of-the-mill, and guys at Fishwick, they sort of are more geared up for this sort of repetitive production, whereas I'll sort of like spend a bit more time on a few pieces and make up a specialised unit for someone.
Specialised unit, meaning they want a particular mould and you have to make the mould, is that what you mean?
No, well, I get the mould made, but now they might want to, say, get that exposed aggregate finish on those as well, so then I'll have to get the paper and lay all the paper in the mould.
You mean, like, say, a garden circle or...?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then, sort of, it's a fairly fiddly sort of job.
Yeah, very labour-intensive.
Well, yeah, labour-intensive, but also you have to be a little bit skilled about it. Sometimes if you stand just Joe Blow in front of you, you'll just make, you know, a pile of crap.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if you sort of do it the right way, you get a really nice piece of concrete. So, that's about it. I don't know what else I can show you in here.
That's great.
Yeah, well, if you want to walk back out again, you grab me on the arm and head back out.
There wouldn't be much I could do, I don't think.
Yeah, well, Jack's right here with us now.
All right, there you go. Have a good tour?
Wonderful, it was really good.
Right, so you know how it works now, eh?
Mm, very different to years ago.
Yeah, everybody just stands around doing nothing now.
I don't know.
Yeah. So then, of course, at the end of the day, with all these machines...
You've got to clean them all.
Exactly. So it takes an hour or so at the end of the day... Go with all the guys doing a little bit on each machine to get them all
clean. When we were up on the mixing platform, since the mixers weren't working, what did the guy have to do up there?
Well, one of those mixers was working, but the other one isn't. But I've got a little mixer outside that's working. But what the guy on the mixer room does is he drives the little loader and he puts the cement, the sand into the mixer.
But I thought that neither of those that we were at before were working.
The one that we were feeling inside.
Yeah, wasn't working.
That one's not working.
Yes, the other one was.
I've got like a little emergency mixer outside. Yeah. He's using that at the moment.
Right.
So I'm just waiting for a switch to turn up for that so I can put a new switch on it and then that machine will be going again.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes, you know, those mixers, they get turned on and off so many times every day.
Yeah.
And after about 3 or 4 years, the switch is a little bit worn out.
And obviously you've got to get the switches from Europe.
Well, just from the electrical store, but they're not just sort of low power switches they use.
Oh, yeah.
High amperage.
Yeah, they
ones.
Would.
Just one sec, Adam. Just
got to
go and
sort
someone out.
Yeah, no worries.
That's what I did. Anything you want to know, you can ask me.
From what I could gather, you know, and obviously Guy could see things, you know, obviously that's, you know, clear in a way,
yeah.
That those frames, when they go through either of the machine, each frame makes one slab.
That's it.
That's right. As it turns around, you mean the one that turns around?
Yeah.
What happens is, as it turns around, first it gets a little bit of this material in it.
Yep, the stuff that will
was vibrates, and then it goes around and it pops it up.
Yep.
And then it goes to the press and presses it up. So they just keep going like that. So while one's being pressed, the other one's being filled.
Yep.
You know?
And it just goes around like that.
Right. And the first machine you saw, was it the big smaller one? That's got three.
Yeah,
three.
Yep, and it's obviously Will's working that from what Johnny was saying,
right? And the other one.
Yeah, so he does the shoveling of the first layer, but then the other layers get put in automatically.
That's right. The one with the six stations, everything works automatically.
Yeah.
Because the first machine we've got, it only has three molds on it.
Yeah.
And the idea of that is we can make different sizes on that, and that's not so much hassle to change the mold size.
Yeah.
But because it's got three stations, it can't do the vibration part, you know, to level it out.
Yeah.
The chap just has to put a bit in by hand and level it out with his hand. So that's mainly used for sizes which are not so popular.
Yeah.
But that's the idea, you see, it works like a system.
Yeah, very different to what I was used to at the other place in Fishery.
Exactly, yeah. I see everything changes over the years.
But obviously Fishery, they're still doing the garden edges and all that sort of thing, or is that basically going by the wayside now?
Oh, they make all that other old fashioned stuff still. Or the moulds, you know, you fill your moulds up with wet cement. Here it comes out and stand, it's dry straight away, you know?
Well, more or less dry.
Yeah, but you can't pick it up, but
yeah,
it stands by itself.
So,
well, that's, I don't know, you still want to see more of the plant? I can't really show you too much more.
I think that'd be pretty much seen it all, I think. Thanks a lot for that. Very much appreciated.
You're all right, mate.
Thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure to show you. And then sort of you get a bit of a picture. It's sort of difficult for you to sort of try and picture how things are going. Saying, oh, I've got this machine that does this and it does that.
But obviously, you know, the machines are very automated and you can't really tell what's going on with them because it's too dangerous.
Well, yeah.
And you just can't get to the stuff either.
Especially for you to try and feel the action and stuff.
Yeah, it's too automated. And
no, but Johnny did a really good job.
Yeah, you did.
Really did.
Anyway, we've got a robot up here. Johnny told you about the robot.
Yeah.
Picked up the babies, eh? Did you show him that out?
I stopped the machine and feel sort of the suction pad, how it picks the slab up. And showed him the container and explained how it travels to the container and that.
That was
the main reason, wasn't it? Just going. Yeah. So Adam's staying with you at the moment.
Yeah, he's going to eat
it
out of house at home.
Okay. What about Jack's dog? Has he jumped all over
you
yet?
No, we came straight from Sydney.
Oh, cool. Okay, so you haven't had time to stop for a rest anywhere.
No, we.
Well, you drove down Pidges?
This morning,
okay.
Yeah, well, Adam said he'd like to see how this machinery works, and you can only get Fridays off at the moment for the weekend. If you give a bit of notice. So I said, and he said he'd like to see how it will work up here.
Okay.
So I said, well, if you come early on Friday, because you may not always work Saturday.
Well, that's right. And a lot of the Saturdays I don't actually come in. I like to stay at home with the kids.
Oh, well, you know, that's understandable.
And I've got enough guys here that can run the plant for me for a while I'm not here. So, that's it. Saturday you mightn't have got such a good tour.
They just recently come down and see Auntie Jean and Uncle Jack, because we've been talking about seeing them for so long.
Okay.
And most of the time when we get to see them, Di never really gets a chance to know them.
Oh.
Because, you know, there's always a big crowd of people, and, you know, like if the things for, you know, Dad, or like, you know, there's always so many people and people catching up with people. And
well, I think that's probably the last time we came together, was it? Your father's funeral.
That would have been. You know, and it's not really the sort of time where you catch up with things anyway, so.
So how are you going? You sort of cheery enough after
pretty much.
Funerals and that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it's a very difficult time of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
When something like that happens.
Yes, that's right. But anyway, that's in the past now. We've got to just go all ahead, haven't we?
I think I was actually spoke to you a little bit at your father's funeral and you sort of had plenty of people to talk to on the day.
Yeah.
I don't think you live too far away, but I don't know whether you mentioned it before from
Melinda.
Melinda, yeah.
No, I don't think we do. She did say to us, I think at Mum's funeral, you know, give him a ring and come out and see him, but we've just never gotten around to it.
I'm not exactly sure exactly where they live now, but up the Camden there somewhere.
Yeah, we would drive to it coming down. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, rightio. Okay. I thought when you were on your way, I said, oh, well, that reminds me, because we've been to Melinda's once.
Anyway, can I just leave this
for you? No, that's fine.
We'll leave you for a minute.
No worries, that's fine.
I just want to go and fix that little headache.
Sure, no worries, yeah.
So I've got the new slab occasion.
No worries, okay.
It's one of the vacuum pipes. I normally have it tied together, but the wire came off.
So anyway, you go and look at that, Johnny. We'll go on ahead, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, Diana.
No worries, thanks a lot.
Okay, well, that's good. I don't know if we'll catch up. You guys are going on the weekend when?
Sunday. We leave Sunday around lunchtime.
Yeah, well, we might have to stop over and catch up. We like to go and use the swimming pool occasionally.
Yeah, we'll
leave
that night there, yeah. Okay, Johnny,
see
we'll
how
be
we go.
In touch. Yeah.
All right, then, guys. See you. Okay.
All right, we'll go out.